Perakei Mishnah Dal. Hamaniach yene bekorin arbesfina. Let's say, similar to the Mishnah before, but instead of having the guy transport the wine, in this case, they're traveling either on a wagon or on a ship, and he leaves the wine on the wagon or on the ship. Falach loy bekapan darya, and the Jew goes along a shortcut. V'nichnas l'medina, he goes into the city. V'rachatz, and he bathes. Mutter. In that case, it's mutter. Again, for the same reason, because the guy has no idea where the Jew went, therefore he's afraid he'll come back at any point in time. So he's afraid to tamper with the barrels. In my dear Shumaflik, let's say the Jew tells the guy where he's going. So then, Kadesh, Yishtaim, V'yishtaim, V'yagoiv, if he's gone for enough time for the guy to open the seal, close the seal, and then dry it off, in that case, it's Aser. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Aimer, Kadesh, Yiftach, V'yigoiv, V'sigoiv, as long as he can. Again, as long as he has enough time to actually open the barrel, replace the seal, and then wait for it to dry, in that case, it's going to be asur. Let's say, another case, if he leaves the guy in an actual store. So he has a store with all the wine. And again, he goes in and out. Even though the Jew goes in and out of the store, mutter, again, it's mutter. Because again, the guy has no idea when he's going to be coming back, so he's afraid to tamper with it. Again, this is the concept we have before. You don't need a constant shmirah. As long as he knows that someone is potentially going to come in and out, the guy's afraid to tamper with it. But let's say he knows where he's going, and he's got enough time to open the seal, close the seal, and dry it off, then it's going to be usher. He has to open up the entire barrel, replace the seal, and then let it dry. The Gemara explains that the chiddush of this is that when you're just transporting, the guy really has no opportunity to tamper with it, and he's afraid someone's going to come back to catch him. However, in these other cases, like on a boat, maybe he'll take it with him to secluded place and tamper with it so he's not afraid you're going to catch him. Or in the shop, maybe he'll just close the shop off so he's not afraid someone's going to walk in on him tampering with the barrel. The Mishnah explains, so even in those cases, we're not chayshish that he'll tamper with them if he doesn't know when the Jew's coming back. But if he knows he's got enough time, then in that case, we are chayshish that he tampered with it. Perakei Mishnah Hay. Haya Eichel Ima Al Shulchan. Let's say the Jew and the non-Jew are eating together on a table. V'niach Legina Al Shulchan. And the Jew puts the wine flask, on the table. Legina Al Hadulbaki. Or he puts the wine flask on like a serving stand, which they use for food and drink. And the Jew gets up and he leaves. Of course, the guy has no idea when he's coming back. What's on the actual table is usser, because we are afraid he touched it. You know, it's pretty easy just to pour himself some wine from the table, and most people take things from the table. Therefore, that is usser. But what's on the serving stand is usser, because it was not sort of the normal way to take food and drink off the serving stand. So therefore, since that's out of place, the guy wouldn't normally do that. And since the guy wouldn't normally do that, we're not chayshish that he would do such a thing and touch it, because, again, he's afraid the Jew's going to come back and catch him. However, vim amalai have a maizeg v'shayse, but if the Jew told him, look, hey, whatever is on the table, on the serving stand, you can pour from anything you want, then af sha'al hadubaki aser, even what's on the serving stand is also aser, because in that case, he's sort of given permission. He's not afraid the Jew will say anything, because he's actually was given permission to touch what's on the serving stand. Chavias psuchais asurais. So sort of recapping the rules that we had before. Open barrels are usser, because again we're afraid that the guy did tamper with them because they're already open. However, satumais, but if they are sealed, then we're not afraid that a guy would tamper with the seal. However, if he's left alone and he knows he's left alone, kadesha yiftach v'yigayiv v'sigayiv, that he's informed he'll be left alone with enough time to actually open the barrel, replace the seal, and then let it dry. In that case, it is going to be usser, and this is stam mishnah is like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and that's why the halacha follows his view.